dynamic voices for a diverse church. This is Pass the Mic.
Hey folks, this is Jamar Tisby coming at you with a very special episode of Pass the Mic. Have you heard of a young man named Jaden Michael? If not, you're going to be hearing a lot more about him in the very near future. He's an actor. You may know him from previous films such as Wonderstruck and Vampires vs. the Bronx. His latest project is as the star of the Netflix series Colin in Black and White. So the series is about a young Colin Kaepernick. You know, Cap took a knee during the national anthem while he's an NFL quarterback, essentially got blacklisted, booted off of teams and locked out of the NFL for years now, but he didn't let that stop him. Kaepernick continues to advocate and agitate for racial justice. But this series is not what you think. It's about Kaepernick's high school years and about how he navigates racial dynamics and racism in his youth and adolescence. Kaepernick in this series is a preternaturally gifted multi-sport athlete. As his star is rising in the athletic realm, scouts are coming to see him. He's getting scholarship offers, things like that. He's also having to navigate what it means to be black in a world centered on whiteness. So the series tackles dynamics like transracial adoption. His adoptive parents are white and pretty much clueless about what it means to raise a black son. And then in addition, it navigates the differing and unfair beauty standards between black women and white women. It talks about being racially profiled, all of the hits. When you think about awkward racial topics, potentially even life-threatening racial topics, it's going to touch on pretty much all of them. But it does so with a touch of humor, right? So this isn't like it's based on Kaepernick's real life experiences, but it doesn't feel like a documentary. It feels like a series. You know, there's humor in there. There's character development. It's really quite interesting in that regard. And so I got to have an advanced preview of the series. I binge watched it. It had me hooked very early on. There's a compelling comparison between how NFL players who are majority black and make up the NFL, how their physical bodies and physical attributes are evaluated in a similar manner that slaveholders and slave traders would evaluate the physical prowess of enslaved people for sale and for work and things like that. So it's very compelling in its imagery. It's in partnership with Ava DuVernay and her incredible directing and producing. So I think you'll appreciate the series, but you'll also appreciate this interview. Jaden Michael is a teenager, but he's got wisdom beyond his years. He says some really profound things in there. I ask him questions about what it's like learning from someone like Colin Kaepernick, who's still in his prime and so dynamic. Jaden Michael talks about why he wants Fox News viewers to watch the series. And then we also talk about what it's like taking artistic risks by tackling controversial topics. So I think you'll get a lot out of our very brief conversation. But what I also appreciated was the fact that this young man came in with energy, the way he approached this interview. You know, it's part of like a press junket. And so they're doing dozens of interviews, answering hundreds of questions. And so it can become very mechanical, very rote, especially if I'm assuming he's never heard of Pass the Mic. So I don't know, you know, how excited he was to talk to us. I was excited to talk to him. But he came at this thing with zest and vigor, and we laugh a lot. So it was actually an enjoyable interview. Last thing I'll say, Colin Kaepernick, you know, this series, to have him as a subject is so interesting because I think Kaepernick is living out in many ways what I've been trying to tell people for years now, which is that we're living in the civil rights movement of our day. And even when Cap got locked out of the NFL, he didn't let that stop him from continuing the struggle for justice. And so I think he's one of the few people who's responding to the context with the urgency it requires. And I'll say this to you, just like I say it to myself. If you're not advocating and activating for change in your faith communities, your local schools, the government, wherever, then you're already late. And the revolution does not give out hall passes. So be on time. Just as on time as this interview with Jaden Michael, star of Colin in Black and White.
This episode is brought to you in part by Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. Pittsburgh Theological Seminary students are grounded in faith and formed in community. PTS students are preparing for ministry with Master of Divinity, Master of Arts, Doctor of Ministry, and certificate programs. Begin your master's or certificate program in person or online. Financial aid is available. Visit pts.edu/admit.
We thank you so much for taking the time to join us on Pass the Mic. I binge watched your series, brother, and great job.
Thank you.
I am wondering, first off, I'm a historian. I got my PhD in history. And so most of the people who, yes, oh, yeah. Thank you. Most of the people I study are, you know, long since historical figures. They have left us a legacy. But I am so curious about what it was like to study somebody who's in his prime, who's so dynamic, and to try to emulate him. What was that like?
Man, it's, it's interesting because his history hasn't been written yet. We don't know his full story yet. It's been an absolute pleasure trying to dissect him so far, I guess.
Yeah.
It's different from any other TV show in that, or any other film which tries to document a real life person, because oftentimes you don't get to see the other person in the show, the person is not alive yet or still.
Right.
So because Colin shares the screen and has direct impact over the show, it creates a completely different energy on the project and makes my job a lot harder.
No doubt. I'm so curious, like, there are so many athletes, celebrities, professionals who could have taken the stand or the knee, as it were, that Colin Kaepernick did, but didn't, or they saw him do it first and then they followed him. In your study of Colin Kaepernick and his growing up, what stood out to you? Like, what was it about how he grew up or just his mindset that made him be the kind of justice leader that he is today?
I mean, I think it takes an extreme amount of confidence, an extreme amount of selflessness in order to put yourself on the line like that and to stand up for other people or put other people before yourself in a career something you spend your entire life working towards. But yes, I feel like if, you know, someone had to do it and I feel like we've been trying to speak about it for many years and no one was listening. And now that, you know, I think it took Colin to say, you know, stop listening and start acting. And so he acted upon it. It may have created some controversy, but in the long run, I think it will, facilitate a conversation. Hopefully we can start having the conversation through his catalyst.
A lot of actors would steer clear of roles like this because it might be seen as too political or too controversial. What drew you to this role, knowing that some people see Kaepernick and his story and his stances as too controversial?
Exactly that. It is polarizing. That is what drew me to it. It is, again, a conversation that isn't being had in a sufficient capacity. Change isn't being facilitated at a fast enough rate. And there are far too many generations of people complaining about the same exact subject. At first I was afraid of tackling the subject because it is a complicated subject, as you mentioned, and it is polarizing and people will not like me for what I've done. And it can destroy the career that I've been, the business that I've been trying to create for myself over the past 15 years of my life. Mm-hmm. But that is the very reason why you need to do it. That's the reason why Colin did it. It's because it means that much. It means that much to have this conversation. It means that much to put yourself on the line.
And I just want to take a second to affirm you as, you know, Black men and as Black men of color, we need to lift one another up. And I just applaud you, man. It takes a lot of courage to accept this role, knowing that all that it could entail. We hope for the best. And I think once people see it, they'll understand. But nevertheless, you never know what it's going to be like.
You never know.
I just want to say pats on the back, claps and snaps, man. That's an extremely courageous thing. And I think it's a character thing. And it speaks a lot to your character, which sort of leads to my next question. Did this role change you, or did it change your approach to matters of justice?
Absolutely. I mean, I was raised in the melting pot of New York City. Mm. And I was raised around a lot of different cultures, and the role approached me in a time where I myself was struggling with my race and struggling with who I am and struggling with my color and my background and my ethnicity. And the show offered me a lot of insight and clarity into who I am and what I can identify as and what I deserve to identify as. It made me feel so proud about where I came from and where my roots are from, you know. I don't know. It's taught me, to be determined, to be confident, to stand up for what you believe in and to use your voice. It's taught me not to look back. And if you do look back, to do it with a soft mind onto yourself. So I'm, a changed man.
Yeah. You know, what I'm so grateful for is you get to have this experience long before I did. There's a lot of folks who are older and they're just like, I wish I knew. I wish I had known when I was younger. And you're tackling that right now. And so of the many critical issues related to race growing up as a person of color, this show tackles from hairstyles that are considered too urban or black to beauty standards based on skin color. That's a real sensitive one. Which issue do you think was like the most challenging for you in this role?
I think the beauty standards was difficult because it's something that I've noticed, you know, people say, oh, that one, really? But yeah. I think even more than that, I think, is episode 4 with The Decision. Because Colin and I both, you know, people who are trying to pursue a professional career at a young age, and you experience these minute microaggressions or situations where you feel like you might have been taken advantage of or being ignored. And it really hit home, and it helped me be introspective into how I feel. And it made me realize that failure does not mean rejection, and rejection is no reflection of your character.
That's deep. That's deep, brother. I speak and write and talk about issues of racial justice all over the country. One of the most frequent questions I get is from parents and adults who are asking, how do we talk to our kids about race? When do we do it? What advice would you give them?
I think it is a very personal thing. People mature at very, very different rates, but I think it's about paying attention. If you notice that they are asking you questions or approaching you with you know, why is this or how is this? I think that's when it's important to have the conversation. It's a tough conversation, and it's, I think there is no handbook. Even as a child, I recognize that myself.
Right.
A teenager, I recognize that. Noticing that there's child, I hate using the word kid. The child is having questions about the subject. That's when they're ready, I guess.
Man, that's really wise. I think I'm gonna add that to my repertoire. I'm gonna give you credit, but that's good. I'm gonna start sharing that. Last question, brother. What do you hope? First of all, who do you hope watches this? And then secondly, what do you hope they take away from this series?
Fox News.
Go there. Yes.
No, I. You know, that's why it was made. That's why Ava is telling the story. That's why Michael wrote it. That's why Colin knelt, for Fox News to listen, for people to listen. I think social media and the media in general really, idealizes and fantasizes over celebrities. And, you know, Colin is a human. Colin is a person with an opinion, and that doesn't make his opinion any more wrong or any more right than anyone else's. And it doesn't mean that his opinion needs to be fact. It just means that some people may need to listen. And it's time that people listen. Maybe not to, you know, not everything has to be adjudicated. Not everything needs to be implemented, but everything needs to be listened to, at least observed.
Wow. That is deep. Listen, you have wisdom beyond your years. I think this series is going to land really, really well. And again, so much credit to you, the creator, the other actors. We are blessed by your presence and we are so excited about your career trajectory and this series. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And congratulations on your PhD.
Hey, I appreciate that, Doc. We got to keep going. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Jaden Michael, star of the Netflix series Colin in Black and White, produced in conjunction with Colin Kaepernick and Ava DuVernay. I'll let you in on a quick little behind-the-scenes snippet. So I was out of town when we got the call that we'd be able to do this interview with Jaden Michael. And because they're so busy, you're sort of on their schedule. And I was in a different time zone than I'm used to. So I actually got the time wrong, and they ended up calling me for the interview an hour ahead of when I expected them. So I totally wasn't ready. I was scrambling. It was on a cell phone, and I didn't know how to record on my cell phone. So my wife, once again, Janae, she saved the day and was able to get her phone to record the interview until I got my stuff together. So it almost didn't happen. It almost was a snafu on my part. Black women, once again, picking up the pieces. You shouldn't have to, but I thank you that you do. A little funny story about my technological and time zone ineptitude, but I'm glad we pulled it off. Anyway, if you enjoyed the interview, I hope you'll consider supporting Pass the Mic as a podcast. Become a patron. If you go to patreon.com/passthemic, M-I-C, patreon.com/passthemic, you can support us for just $1 an episode. It can be more, but for as little as $1 an episode, you can help make this show happen and hopefully more great interviews like this one. Thanks, and we'll see you soon on the next Pass the Mic. Hey Tyler, you know what's wild? October 2021 marks the 10-year anniversary of The Witness. A decade of this ministry, bro.
10 years. A decade of blogs and podcasts and events. I'm so excited, man, to celebrate 10 years. You know what? I think it's time to do another push for our Patreon community. After 10 years, our Patreon community needs to blow up. It needs to explode.
Yes, yes. You know what I was just thinking a great anniversary gift would be? If you became a patron and go to patreon.com/passthemic.
Yes, just for $1 per episode, you can continue to fund the next 10 years of The Witness.
The next 10 years.
Of like all the these sound great of that. Podcasts and events and conferences. Go to patreon.com/passthemic and give just $1 per episode, and let's get us up to 200 patrons, because if not, I'm gonna quit the show.
Oh boy,
thank you all so much. I appreciate it.